Unit 2, Crackshot. Outside the castle, the grim ritual was enacted yet again. A solitary man strolled across the field, his ragged clothing indicating his peasant status. The king appeared in the window, raised his rifle to his shoulder, and took careful aim. At the crack of gunfire, the solitary figure crumpled noiselessly to the dirt of the courtyard. A short while later, the body would be carried off. The king turned away from the window, strangely satisfied that he could rest in peace another day. Otto of Bavaria had succeeded to the throne in 1886, but he never actually ruled his kingdom. For most of his life, he was confined to his room, where he held conversation with the ghosts that lived in his dresser drawer. His family kept him from the exercise of his kingly powers, but the voices he heard in his room urged him to commit awful deeds. Each day, to ensure his well-being and his peace of mind, one peasant had to die at his hands. So every day outside his bedroom window, the gruesome scene was repeated. Each day, the guards carefully loaded the gun with blanks, and each day a soldier dressed in rags would walk outside the castle and fall when the king fired his gun. In this way, the king's family humored his illness. The mad king went to his grave, convinced that he had killed hundreds of innocent people.